and a student that was studying in Israel for the year. And as the year was coming to a close, she was having a wonderful year. And late on a Friday afternoon, she received a phone call in which she was told that her father had passed away. Her father was a healthy person, no pre-existing medical conditions. Moments before Shabbos, she received that call, and Shabbos had begun. In America, the logistics were dealt with, and they planned for her to take a flight out of Eretz Yisrael and that Motzei Shabbos. And the kiddush that we're about to describe, we speak about the words B'tzeisi Mirushalayim and B'tzeisi Mimitzrayim. The differences between and the contrast between the Jewish people leaving Mitzrayim and the Jewish people leaving Yerushalayim. A girl leaving on Motzei Shabbos from a year in Israel to go and bury her father. The anguish, the scream, the tears of B'tzeisi Mirushalayim. The contrast to somebody perhaps leaving to go celebrate a simcha, somebody going to take part in a wedding, a bar mitzvah, even over the course of the last few days that we've had here, to stand and participate in a siyum. Stand in this room, and just a few nights ago on Friday night, we had an amazing tish in this room. Many of us were standing behind sitting behind this wall behind me. We're singing and dancing, excited. It was Shabbos. It was wonderful. We walked away. We heard words of Torah from Rabbi Kamenetsky. We were inspired. People described the tish this past Friday night as a moment that if you weren't there, you severely missed out on a highlight of the summer. And here we are today, sitting on the floor, doing the exact opposite. Sitting on the floor, crying. Sitting on the floor, thinking, reflecting, contemplating, and the mood is entirely different. It's a mood of Chorban, a mood of Avelus. We never would have imagined 4 days ago that we'd be sitting on the floor just a few feet away from the same space that we were sitting on chairs and eating snacks and having gummies and dancing with our friends. And that's the contrast of B'tzeisi Mimitzrayim and B'tzeisi Mirushalayim. If we look at the words in the Kinah, just want to emphasize one particular stanza. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist. This is not a Kinah that was written in a way that's esoteric, that's challenging to understand. It's a Kinah that all of us can appreciate. It's a Kinah that doesn't require us to ask the question of how can I connect. It's a kinah that describes Chagim v'Shabbosos u'Mofsim be'Osos b'Tzeisi Mimitzrayim. It's a kinah that just asks us to envision us sitting around the Shabbos table, eating good food, singing fun songs, doing fun things, hanging out with our friends. B'Tzeisi Mimitzrayim, in anticipation of leaving Mitzrayim and going to the next stage, going to the next stop, of what it means to be on this journey of being part of the Jewish people. The anticipation for fun, for excitement, for enjoyment. And the next line, Ta'anis Evel, Redof HaHevel V'Tzeisi Mirushalayim. And then that mindset, that thought of going, unfortunately, Rachmana Litzlan, to a funeral. The discussion in the car, perhaps, as you're making your way to the grave, making your way back to the Shiva house. None of that is excitement. None of that is enjoyment. And many of us can connect, and many of us can feel, understand, and appreciate the differences between those two experiences. That of Chagim, the Shabbosos, Mofsim, Be'otzos, B'tzeisi Mimitzrayim, on the one hand, and Ta'anis Ve'evel, Rudof HaHevel, B'tzeisi Mirushalayim. When we sing this kinah, we sing it together, and when we speak about it, when we describe B'tzeisi Mirushalayim, we sing in a little bit of an elevated pitch. We're a little bit more excited. We're a little bit more enthusiastic about the goal, about where we're headed. B'tzeis Yerushalayim, the agony, the anguish is behind us. We're leaving. The years of Shibud and Mitzrayim are over. We're going to the promised land. And that's exciting. But when we read about B'tzeis Yerushalayim, who knows where we're going? Who knows where we're going to be spread out to? Who knows where our destination is? Who knows how long we're going to be there? We sing this kina in a way in which we describe all of Jewish history. The ups and the downs, the goods and the bads, the ways in which we reflect in positivity, the ways in which we reflect in overwhelmingly states of anguish and tragedy. So as we turn to Kinah 31, we'll sing it together, and we sing about Ish Tukad Bekirbi. Something about me, a personal fire that was burning within me, Ba'alusi Alibi, B'tzisi Mimitzrayim, which obviously hits on, the Rambam describes, what we describe in the Gemara, our personal feeling, what it meant when I was the one who was going. I left Mitzrayim. I left Yerushalayim, B'tzeisi Mimitzrayim, B'tzeisi Mirushalayim. Kinah 31. Eish tukad bekir bi ba'alosi ali.